Clarinetist Ben Goldberg is a linchpin of the Bay Area improvising scene, where he became known in the early 1990s as a member of the New Klezmer Trio. A few years before that, he'd become friends and studied informally with clarinetist-turned-soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy. Goldberg's new album is a memorial to Lacy, who died 2 years ago. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it shows how well Goldberg understands his subject.
Links by Steve Lacy, as played by the Ben Goldberg Quintet. Goldberg composed all the rest of the music for his quintet's new CD when Lacy was dying in 2004. That album, called The Door, The Hat, The Chair, The Fact, which is on the Cryptogrammophone label, was recorded just days after Lacy passed. Ben Goldberg had set out to compose music in the spirit of his old hero, to the point of writing several variations on the tune we just heard. Song and Dance is the same sort of cuckoo clockwork as a Lacy original. Ben Goldberg's Quintet. To pay tribute to Steve Lacy, Goldberg aimed for an ensemble dynamic similar to Lacy's sextet. Ben's clarinet stands in for Lacy's soprano sax, while tenor saxophonist Rob Suddeth is his brawnier, heavier foil, like Lacy's alto player Steve Potts. Lacy wrote musical settings of poems by 20th century masters like Anna Akhmatova and Robert Creeley. They were sung by Lacy's companion and one-time string player Irene A.B., as he shadowed her on saxophone. In the same spirit, Goldberg gives violinist Carla Kilstead a text to sing and play along with. Fax is Ben's setting of a casual note Lacy faxed him along with some sheet music he'd requested to that tune we heard at the top. It read, "Dear Ben out of town. Probably too late, but here's Blinks anyway. I am hardly here these days." Fax, like other pieces on Ben Goldberg's new CD, reflects Steve Lacy's leisurely sense of time. Still, Goldberg knows better than to pay tribute by strict imitation. The actual sound of much of the music isn't so Lacy-like, because, after all, Goldberg has his own band to nurture. Ben Goldberg on clarinet, with Devin Hoff on bass and Chess Smith on drums. Like Steve Lacy or any wise musician who starts out emulating the greats, Goldberg transforms his influences into something personal. In the end, the door, the hat, the chair, the fact works because he lets his quintet be itself, lets his players find their own balance without looking over their shoulders.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.